to Mark.
Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" They remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved in the hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out immediately to counsel the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the great teachings of the Catholic Church is we promote the dignity of human life. And from the moment of conception to a natural death, every single human life has a purpose and value. That is one of the greatest things that we could do as Catholics, is to be a voice for all human life. Every single human life has dignity. And we're all made different, but one thing that we do have in common is we're all created in the image and likeness of God. From that precious baby in the womb, to that migrant trying to look for a better life, to the prisoner at death row, to those who are sitting in the pew today, every single one of you has dignity and purpose. And God alone can decide when life begins and when life ends. We are so blessed that God loves us so very much that he sees the dignity and value in who you are. And we're called to do the same by the way we live our lives, to promote the dignity of everyone, to strive to love each other, and to build each other up. So what a beautiful, beautiful thing that the Church teaches, that every single human life, from the moment of conception to a natural death, has meaning and value. So let us strive to live out that gospel in everything that we do, and to build people up by the way we live our lives, and to remind people that they were truly created in the image and likeness of God. But before we do that, we must believe that for ourselves, that God loves us, God believes in us. So we in return are called to pass that on to others. So let us pause for our nation right now, in a special way for our church, that will never ever stray from the truth and be courageous in promoting and protecting all human life.